USA.org.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Overseas, we love y'all. Big shout out to Chan and the guys in China. I actually understood the note you sent me. A little inside dope. Actually, what Chan was saying in his note, he's been writing me some, sending me some emails talking about China and when we were going to bring this show to China. Trust me, we're working on it. We are working on it, my friends. And to all of you down under, everybody in Connecticut, Vermont, and all those, like I said, places coast to coast and nooks and crannies in between, remember, you can always be a part of the show. We like to think we're the best water cooler biz in the overnight world. And, boy, it's a crowded overnight world. There's a lot of teams playing the overnight circuit, let's just say. So if you want to be a part of this, you want to throw in your two cents, remember, you can. I don't care about your stripes, left of left, right of right, whatever you call yourself, if you choose to go by some sort of label, feel free to jump in. 800-259-5791. Boy, do we have a good show for you, too. We have a lot of things that we're going to hit on here in this first hour. Things that just make you scratch your head. Right from the get-go, let's tell you this. The idea that there was going to be a budget shutdown and the $2 check you were getting in the mail from the government wasn't going to be there. After me, everybody say, it will not happen. It will not happen. Why? Because there is a two-week, well, it looks like it's going to be. There's going to be a two-week budget and an extension. The government shutdown has been averted, I think, because the House voted to do so, and 100 Democrats jumped on board with the Republican idea. It's not going to get shut down in the Senate. Rather, they're, I'm sure, might tweak a few things, but they're going to say, go ahead, that's what we'll do. And it's just, it is really no way to do this. The bill, it was a bipartisan vote. You know what the vote was? 335 to 91. So that means there wouldn't be a shutdown March 4th when the existing funding authority expires. In other words, when the deal is over. So 2 weeks. What's going to happen is with this compressed period, they're just going to have to focus on the budget. They're going to have to focus on the budget, and then after 2 weeks, they cannot do it. They could, but how ridiculous would it be if they did yet another extension? Here's the thing. They're still, they being the Republicans and the Democrats, are miles apart when it comes to cutting spending and the amount that they're going to cut. Because the Republicans aren't, I don't believe the Republicans are going to budge on this. So now you got the short-term bill in play. And they're agreeing to reductions only in a bill that carried the government through September 30th. So it's very tricky stuff. I mean, I would hate to be the guy with the pencil figuring it all out. And obviously they're not very good at doing this because look what continues to happen. But the bottom line is, without going through a whole bunch of him and Hahn and back and forth, for now, 2 weeks, government not shut down. In the meantime, what's happening in Wisconsin? As the teachers and others in the unions, the cops are out there, the firemen trying to support fellow union members, of course, different unions, but they're there to support the idea of the union and taking away rights in the collective bargaining agreement. They're there to be shoulder to shoulder with many of the teachers, and it really hasn't let up. And, of course, there was the threat of get the Democrats back in. The governor, Scott Walker, had a lot to say. He grabbed the microphone and he let loose. Here are some snippets of that. Listen.
Our budget reduces all fund spending by $4.2 billion, or 6.7%, and decreases the structural deficit by 90%, from $2.5 billion to $250 million, the lowest structural deficit in recent history. The time has come for us to make the tough decisions necessary to put our state back on the path to prosperity. Our state cannot grow if our people are weighed down paying for a larger and larger government, a government that pays its workers unsustainable benefits that are out of line with the private sector. It's true. We are reducing aid to local governments by just over $1.25 billion. But we're also providing almost $1.5 billion in savings through our budget repair bill. If the 14 Senate Democrats do not come home, their local communities will be forced to manage these reductions in aid without the benefit of the tools provided in the repair bill. It's so vitally important for the Senate Democrats to come back home and do their jobs. If they do not, our schools face massive layoffs of teachers.
Yeah, then that's exactly what he's saying. Listen, this is it in a nutshell. The bottom line is you can stay away, but there's some deep cuts that are going to happen for these schools. Weeks and weeks have gone by talking about stripping the union of the collective bargaining rights. Now, with the full budget, the plan is to cut $1 billion to public schools and local government, but it would avoid any tax because the taxpayers, of course, what taxpayers want to pay more? Or any of the fee increases on trash, on whatever. Think of what you pay for. Instead, though, you're going to see furloughs, you're going to see widespread layoffs, and they're going to focus on, they're saying the cuts could be paid for by forcing government employees to pay more for their pension and health care benefits. And since it's become such a big national debate over public sector unions, he's not really saying whether he's going to soften the demand to reduce their power at the negotiating table, but pretty much he's saying, you know, here's the cuts. This is what's going to happen. And you've got schools and local governments that are flat out targeted for these cuts, and it wouldn't be allowed. We're not going to be allowed to make it up with higher property taxes. Nobody wants to pay higher property taxes. So this is the problem. If they won't pay the freight for the pensions, if they won't pay more, ultimately, it's going to cost in that many more teaching jobs. So it's called a rock and a hard place. And they're not budging on this. They're not budging. So the choice is clear. You know, either they're going out of business or they're either going out of business or they're just going to lop. They're just going to have to lop off education. And the Wisconsin budget really falls squarely on the shoulders, mostly, I think, and that's if you read between the lines, on education. Really, it's education that's going to get sliced. So what do you think the union does? What does the union ultimately decide to do here? I mean, how much longer does this go on? It can't go on that much longer, judging by the deadlines of the budget. Because trust me, they're not writing any IOUs in Wisconsin. And can you imagine if all of a sudden the property taxes, the fees, all that stuff went up? He's not doing that. They're not going to change their mind on it. So that many more teachers out of jobs unless they buckle under and agree to more of what the budget plan is. And that means the Democrats have to come back. On the flip side, odds and ends, including the military, getting a makeover.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no real rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet at affinitydiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed. From affinitydiet.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
For those days in Cherry Hill and Philly, doing the club scene. Ooh, seems like so long ago. I don't know how many of you could possibly do this. I'm just going to throw this out. I'm going to throw this out to all of you. How many listening to me, pay attention, how many listening to me feel confident that they could run on a balance beam with two 30-pound canisters, drag a sled weighted with 180 pounds of sandbags, and vault over obstacles while carrying a weapon? This is a new test that the Army is going to do. It's just one of the new tests that the Army is doing, because they're saying, look, right now people that are in the military are doing sit-ups, push-ups, two-mile runs twice a year, and this is ridiculous. They need to measure up. How much strength do they have? How much endurance? How much mobility? Why don't we predict how well a soldier, excuse me, would do under fire? It took them all this time to think of that. So this combat readiness test encompasses all those things that I just mentioned. You'd have to run 400 meters, so about a quarter of a mile, with a rifle moving through an obstacle course in full combat gear. You'd have to crawl and then vault over obstacles while aiming a rifle. And then you have to run on that beam I mentioned while carrying 30-pound ammo boxes. And, oh, by the way, do an agility sprint around a coarse field of cones. And check this out. How many people, and I know a couple people, who are in the reserves. How many people do you know that are in their, let's say, 40s, 50s, or 60s even? The tests are going to be given across the board to all soldiers and officers, not just somebody who's 22 and joining. It means Army Reserves, National Guard, recalled soldiers who are 60 years old. Wow. Oh, I wonder that... We already have a voluntary military. Can you imagine? How many does this weed out? How many people, really, how many people do you think would get weeded out with this physical fitness test? You know, here's the thing. I want to see if the military, I don't know if they'll do it, but I want to see if the military will let me go through the training. Why am I doing this? I just want to see what it's like. Me go through the training, and I also want to see if they'll do the same with our own Matt Johnson. Because he's younger. He's a little bit younger than me. And he's, you know, he's probably in better shape, I'm certain. Oh, he's definitely in better shape. So I want to see, because then the gender thing and, to you know, the shape thing, see how we would do. You know, he plays broomball, I play tennis. I don't think that's going to help us with the whole rifle thing. I don't think that's going to help. I don't.
We could join a paintball team, get our shooting skills sharpened.
Well, you think I'm kidding. I am not just throwing this out there.
You're throwing down the gauntlet?
I'm not throwing out ha-ha funny for all the people listening to us around the world. I'm not throwing this out as talk show nonsense. I'm serious about this. I've already placed a call, unbeknownst to you, to see if we can make it happen in Minnesota and see if we can make it happen in Texas.
All right.
Oh, I know. We'll see. You better start doing that paintball thing.
Hey,
we're gonna have to get a paintball sponsor.
Gym, so I'm not that worried about the whole being in shape thing. It's
40 to 70 pounds of weapons and body armor.
Have you seen me work out? Come on.
On your back, running on a balance beam. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't think it's that easy. That even if you're in shape, that's what I mean. It's different if I say, okay, now I start working out with this trainer, which I'm starting to tomorrow again. Because I'm not going to get shown up by you. So I'm going to give it my best effort. But, you know, the sit-ups and the push-ups and all that stuff is not the same as these obstacle courses, plus the whole weaponry thing. You have to be able to evade the enemy, Matt, when you go through the obstacle course.
Oh, I'm very elusive.
Okay, we'll see.
And the 30 or 40 pounds, I mean, it's just going to be like back when I was chubby, just running around with that on me. I can do that again.
Okay.
I did it for a couple of years.
Okay. Oh, the visual I'm getting right now. Okay, so we'll let you know all the details as we flush them out, but I am dead serious about this. If the military will cooperate, and I've done many things where I've done stories and gone out, and of course, you know, in the past we've had many military folks on, ex and current military people, but that's different than them letting both of us go through an obstacle course situation that simulates what you would do if you were in the military. Oh, man. Why did I think of doing this? All right, when I read it today, I just thought, and that's what happened. I started to make the calls. I got up in the morning. I thought, you know what? We're just going to see if we can do this. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
You could start the All-American Amazon Corps.
That's right, Corps, not a union, unit if it's the Marines.
Yeah, right. Okay, I heard little Ellen Ratner make that statement there with a hell of a way to run a budget, blah, 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 with her little leftist voice there.
What did she say? Wait, tell me, say it again what she said.
It was a hell of a way to run a budget. Well, we wouldn't be having to run a budget that way if the Democrats would have finished the job that they were assigned to do, which they did not do. But they didn't dare do it because if they had put out the stuff of how much it was costing us and how much they had stuck us with the proverbial bill, we would have kicked every damn one of them out of office like we did with all of them that we did get rid of. And so that's the end of that little topic. Now, to get around to it, I want to expand on.
I like that. That's the end of that little topic. Yeah, but, you know, it is stupid. It is very stupid that we're in this situation where we're extending it for 2 weeks, but there's no way. And see, the Republicans realized, and you know this, Dan, they realized, well, we're not going to shut down the government because we don't want to get blamed for this crap when it comes back to getting reelected, or more importantly, not so much reelection their own hides, but the presidential race. They know how bad that would be for the Republicans.
No, they're not worried about that. Okay, I want to get on to something else here.
No. Are you kidding? I talked to a Republican strategist today.
I listened to you all night. That's my turn.
All right, okay. Go ahead.
All right. Now look, I got you're heard in Wisconsin, right? Okay. All right. I want to expand on my idea about computerized teachers broadcasting out to students at home, or in cases where they didn't have a babysitter, they could go to the local church. We wouldn't need as many schools. Take one teacher for 5,000 kids. With Vulcan software, you don't have to do any typing. The kid can ask a question to another teacher that might be there, maybe two teachers for 5,000 kids. We could cut the teacher ratio down to just a few thousand per school district. We wouldn't need all the schools. We wouldn't need all the janitors, all the cafeteria work. It would all be financially less burden on the American people. And guess what? We could put through a bill saying we don't have to pay for the education unless we have it in our district, blah, blah, blah. No more NTA, no more unions, no more any of it. And we already know that we can transmit back and forth over the computer to each other on Facebook or anything else.
So virtual classrooms, which is, they've got homeschooling already.
Absolutely. Classrooms.
So if you did virtual classrooms, then you have less teachers and it could go out to more people because
Absolutely. You
still could have a teacher.
One teacher per 5,000 kids instead of one kid for 30 in a classroom. And it would be one hell of a less burden financially on the taxpayers because you wouldn't have all that upkeep on teachers, secretaries, principals, janitors, blah, 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 blah. It would be a boon to the American public, and it would knock out the NTA, which is a multi-billion dollar expenditure on the American people that we have to pay for.
I'm going to throw your idea out there, Dan. What do you think, world? Virtual classrooms all across America. Thanks, Dano. Do you think it would work? Here's my concern. I like the idea somewhat. I think what you could do is maybe take a couple days away, but my problem is, what about the socialization? So now you have kids that don't interact. I mean, we're all computer heads already. What about recess? What about just getting beat up in the playground and learning how to stand up for yourself? I mean, I'm just saying. What about science experiments? Didn't you take science? I dissected a frog, dissected a pig, did all that kind of stuff. So, you just do it at home? I don't know. I could see some problems with it. I like it in theory, but I don't know that I like it in application. Hang with us.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Governor is talking about axing $900 million from education, and teachers across the land are bracing for layoffs, and parents are bracing for bigger classrooms. That's always the discussion. How many people are in the class? How many people are in the class? Like, even recently, I'll tell you a personal story. The light of my life is my nephew, Owen, who is 9 years old, and he's a really artistic, cool kid. He's still a little boy, still a tough little guy, and, you know, does the rock climbing thing and all that stuff, but he hates school. He was doing okay in public school. He was fine, but his mind would wander because they just were pressing him for the answers. It was like they were pressing to get the test scores. And my brother decided, and his wife decided, you know what, we're going to just have to pony up. We're going to put him in a Montessori school. And now he's like, and I'm not like pushing Montessori schools. I'm just saying from my own personal experience now with him, I'm seeing he's flourishing. But the thing that they keep talking about is the classroom size, because it's smaller. So there's more attention to other details and whatever. Because, of course, have you ever been with a giant group of kids? I have. The smaller the group, usually the easier it is to contain, depending on the age. So the bottom line is, Dan in Texas says, well, this is how we save money. This is how we quit the whining about the unions and cut this nonsense off at a head, and it helps our tax base. Why don't we just go to virtual classrooms? And I like it in theory, like I said, but in application, in actual application, practical application, the problem I would find is I think the socialization thing is so huge. It's like homeschooling. I know there's kids that do homeschooling or homeschooled, and they're wonderful and whatever, and then they go off to college and they have no problems. I have also seen kids who have been homeschooled that are so socially awkward and have no skills when it comes to just melding with groups of kids. They just don't because they haven't done it very much.
And they win the spelling bee every year.
They do, but then they don't, I mean, listen, they fall apart in college because they can't hang. They just don't have those skills. They can't, not all of them, because I have seen the opposite, but I've definitely encountered the other, too.
Spelling 10-syllable words doesn't work in real life? It doesn't translate into picking up girls
it doesn't, not for social life it doesn't, but here's where it also doesn't translate, actually. Because remember, now everything's computerized, so it's great that you can spell these words, but everybody else has spell check. None of these other kids can spell anyway.
Personally, my spelling skills have gone down the tubes.
Yes, because you use spell check.
It's just because it has automatic fixes, and so I find myself just spelling things wrong that back in elementary school I knew how to spell. So
I know.
It's the detriment of technology is calculators and spell check.
I agree with you. Absolutely. So I don't, the virtual classroom thing, there might be still a way to work that in, but I don't know that I would want to see brick and mortar completely go away for fear of what would happen, for fear of what kind of generations of kids we'd be raising. I'm just saying. Okay. So let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Jeff, welcome to America Tonight. Hello.
Hey, Kate. How are you? It's good hearing you and seeing you.
All right,
I'm wondering that Louise under P-W-E-E-E, Herman, and I thought I'd let you know I just won 2 gold medals this past weekend for Special Olympics in Oregon.
Hey, what'd you win the medals for? What did you do? Tell the story. What happened?
I won it in the 50-meter and the 1K, first place. Broke their time, they said, in 1K.
50-meter. And this was what mountain was this on?
Mount Bachelor.
Oh, yes. Why do I always forget that? Mount Bachelor, which Mount Bachelor's, boy, what is the peak of Mount Bachelor? I don't know.
It's not as tall as Mount Hood.
Not as tall, but still pretty awesome. That's incredible that you did that. Good for you. How about some applause? The daily salute. Woo! Jeffrey, representing. I love it. Jeff in Oregon, you go. Mount Bachelor. I gotta get out there to Oregon. I do. I had a chance to go out there a couple years ago, and I've never seen so much green in my whole life. Seattle and Oregon were like that. All right, Don in Wyoming, you now have the floor. Hello.
Hey, Kate. Well, you know, they have a, I can't remember what it's called, but I just remember a long time ago in school studying weather patterns for the United States, and Oregon and Washington have a kind of their own little different weather pattern up there. That's why it rains there all the time, why it's so green, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful country, you know. Hey, everywhere in the United States, you know, except where I'm at, we're just in the desert. But anyway,
let me stop you for a second. Do you like living in the desert?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Okay, it doesn't bother me. We like to joke about it like where Phoenix was out 2.5 million wackos or whatever, you know. So,
I gotcha.
We only got 25,000 in our wackos and our bunch of rednecks or whatever in our town. But anyway, though, I wanted to just ran out of just a little bit of time last night finishing up on that wind farm I was telling you about. And, you know, when this thing's completed, 1,000 turbines, 600,000 customers, roughly about 2 million people that this thing is going to be able to supply power for. And the interesting part about it was that this read in the paper the other day that Michigan just approved, I think you've got listeners up in Michigan, don't you?
I do.
They just approved a coal-fired power plant there that will generate 78 megawatts and I was sitting there thinking, well, that's only about 51 turbines. So why wouldn't you just build 51 turbines? Now, unless you're down by Lake Michigan, maybe they don't have a whole lot of wind. That area I was telling you about, by the way, Kate, was they're going to put this 1,000 turbine wind farm. The average wind through there in January, average, was 42 miles an hour. So I ain't joking when I tell you our state's windy. I think we could power the whole country with wind turbines, Kate, if we put enough of them up, you know. But anyway, though, so, you know, they're going to build this coal-fired plant, and, of course, that, you know, remember, Kate, that 58% of all the pollution that goes into the sky is from our coal-fired electric plants that generate our electricity, which is why I laugh when they talk about electric cars. Electric cars are going to be the greatest thing in the future, but where are you getting your electricity from, people? A coal-fired plant, which they got to burn more coal to generate more electricity, you know? And so, it's, you know, it's just kind of like running around the bush, if you ask me that question, you know? But I think the auto plane trains and automobiles make up like 26% of the pollution. So it really irks me when they're ripping on car makers and saying, oh, we got to make cars better. We gotta go with electric cars and stuff. All right, let's cut half the pollution out of automobiles and planes and stuff, okay? So you save 13% of the pollution going into the sky. That's not where the problem is, Kate. The problem is with these coal-fired plants, and they burning all this coal and putting all that pollution into the sky, and until we kick that problem, which they're trying to do that with solar, they're trying to do that with wind, some places are putting up nuclear plants, you know, until we take a chunk out of that, we're going to have a major pollution problem in the United States. And the thing about it is that the reason why they do these coal-fired plants, let's not forget, Kate, I mean, like I told you, Wyoming supplies 40% of the nation's coal. You know,
right,
those are jobs.
Yeah.
These plants, they have people working in them. Those are jobs. You know, I'm sure this plant that we're building up in Michigan is going to provide a lot of jobs. It's
absolutely
a lot more job than a bunch of wind turbines sitting out there in the middle of nowhere, you know, generating electricity, you know. So you're fighting the economics of it, you know, the jobs, et cetera. You know, the coal industry is a huge industry in the United States. And so it's just a crazy battle with it. You know what I'm saying? So,
no, I totally agree. It is a crazy battle. And it's funny you talk about the wind turbines. I'm going to Los Angeles next week, and I'll go by some of the biggest wind farms you could possibly imagine in the desert in Palm Springs. We'll be driving through there. So I'll see. It's crazy. I sit and I look at that, and I think, good in one hand and bad in another, because really the Coachella Valley, which is what Palm Springs is in, I talk to the people there, and they say, it's kind of iffy as to what they're getting.
Well, you know, and they also, I think, out somewhere out there, isn't that where they put that big solar farm at?
Yes.
Arnold was, you know, he was all excited about that when they completed it or whatever, and they've got a big solar farm out there. You know, the real big mistake, Kate, and I don't like to rip on the previous generations, but, you know, when they have that energy crisis and back in the early 70s, and, you know, because of OPEC or whatever, and, you know, all they were just pointing at was gasoline, but they could have made a lot of changes. You know, they had solar technology then. California has tons of subdivisions that are going up that are just completely solar. You know, my best friend, I talked to him when he was building his house back in 07. I said, you know, dude, it costs like, he looked it up, it was going to cost about $15,000 to put a solar unit in his house, okay?
Right.
It was going to raise his house payment about $100 a month.
Mm.
Which is the same thing he's paying in electricity, an electric bill right now.
Right, so $1,200.
The subdivision that he lived in wouldn't let him put, you know, it wouldn't fit the codes or whatever to put the solar panels on his house. You got to follow codes, of course, when you're building it. And in any case, though, but, you know, if just imagine, I think I read something where 70% of the homes in America were built after the early 70s, you know. Imagine if they had said everybody's got to have a solar house back then. We'd have cut down on the need for electricity, you know, for coal-fired plants a long time ago, you know?
Yeah, touche. If they had done it then, widespread, made it affordable, and of course that wasn't the case. Dono, thanks very much. Coming up on the flip side, you can throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. Plus, we're going to check the mail.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Iguana meat. Guarantee, among the masses listening to America tonight, very few of you have ever tasted the sweetness of the iguana. I haven't had an iguana. The reason I'm bringing this up, of all the things to be caught with at the border, there was some iguana meat that was stopped. 58 pounds of iguana meat.
What, are you kidding me?
Exactly. Wow. Exotic reptile meat. What do you sell that for? Are you out there somewhere on a street corner in Arizona, I don't know, pushing a cart with your iguana beef? Iguana tacos. It scares me because I'm thinking, oh, wow. I think of the carts and the places I've gone. I wonder what I've eaten. I hope I've never had iguana. Look, I've had alligator, but iguana. Oh, oh. The custom folks busted someone on a bus at the Texas-Mexico border, where else, on Sunday. And where did it happen? At the Juarez juncture, that little international bridge where there has been so much havoc in between the U.S. and the third world country that we border. So they said there was an anomaly. They had two ice chests with all that meat in it. And it, of course, it wasn't declared. Now, the meat, just so you know, because I double-checked on this, the meat mixed with masa, which is a dough made of cornmeal, for some of you out there who don't know, was being turned into tamales. And that scares the crap out of me because I cannot tell you how many tamales I've eaten. Of course, trying to stay away from too much Mexican food with because it's so heavy, it's so fattening. But the tamales, I like the tamales, and I've had many a tamale in my day. In fact, recently, I just pray I wasn't eating an iguana. I think back to going to Ecuador and seeing that big park, the iguana park, where they're in the trees and they're plopping down on the ground. Oh, just the thought of an iguana. I don't know. Anybody out there ever eat exotic animals, game animals? I mean, I've tasted some things, but iguana, I got to draw the line there. Tomas in Michigan, I guarantee he has never eaten an iguana. Hey, Tomas.
Well, you better not guarantee it too much.
Don't tell me. You didn't have an iguana.
I'm not going to tell you. It's probably illegal.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me then.
Okay, but so today the Republicans said that they're going to extend the debt for 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks. Like yep, 2 weeks.
And they said they're going to cut the budget by $4 billion.
Yeah.
Now, you know, most people think, wow, you know, in just 2 weeks, we're going to cut the budget by $4 billion. But then most people can't do math. Cause,
right,
you
right.
know, that comes out to 26 times 4, that's 80, that's $96 billion. It's not even $100 billion in a whole year. If they
no.
keep going like this, Democrats are going to be happy as heck. If we need to cut not 120, we need to cut $1,400 billion, not $4 billion. So $4 billion every 2 weeks is not going to even get us to $100 billion.
No.
So it's I don't know what world they're thinking about or what how they fight, but they're not doing their job. And you know what? You don't hear anybody in the news talking about that. You're not pointing. No one's pointing it out that $4 billion every 2 weeks is not going to do it. So,
well, no, I thought I've heard. I think it's not the prevalent headline. You're right about that. But I've heard some people on some of the talk shows mention that if you the dollars and cents of it is ridiculous, that you can't keep doing this. You're right. If you would go along and have these little stopgap measures, ultimately the spending cuts that were promised really nowhere near, and who wins? The Democrats would win in this situation. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then yeah. We're going to have the Marines probably showing up in Tripoli again, helping Muslims. You know, I used to be kind of like, okay, it's all right. We're helping the poor Muslims over there in Albania and everything. But you know what? I'm through with that. They still consider us infidels. You know,
right.
Even after all of this fighting and this blood and time and billions and more blood, you know what? We're still infidels. You know, we can't even, you know, our troops can't even celebrate Christmas over there. You know? They can't receive pictures of their wife in a bikini. Crap like that. And now they want, who are they asking for help now?
Uncle America. Sam. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it'd be neat if they said, if Saudi Arabia said, you know what? We're going to maintain the price of oil down in this situation to show, you know, our solidarity with the United States and the friends that they've always been to the civilized Arab world. But you don't hear that.
Oh, of course you don't. You're right. You don't hear that. And it, and you know what? You have a good point. You have a point. Everybody turns to the U.S., Tomas. And as you said, hey, help out the folks. Yeah. But then there comes a point where, yeah, you know, when do we say enough is enough?
Yeah, so, you know, when they start changing their views of infidels.
Yeah.
You know, and because remember that poll they took? They said, they asked the Egyptians, what do you think should happen to somebody who leaves the religion of Islam? And 84%
kill
of Egyptians said, kill them. And that's not mm-hmm. taking in the 10% of Egyptians who are Christians. So actually, it was 94% of Muslim Egyptians think that if someone leaves the religion of Islam, they should be killed. And we're trying to help these people. You know, not with this president. If we had Ronald Reagan in there, somebody who believed in the American way, we would go in there and we would establish an American-type democracy with freedom of religion and separation from Islam. You know, we would actually be able to help these people. But until we go into these countries proud of what we stand for, you know, we're not going to be able to help them.
That's you know what? You know what? You have an excellent point, Tomas. Thanks, because, you know, here we are with Libya. We're at the crossroads of, is this a democracy? Is there going to be a peaceful democracy, or what's going to happen here in the middle of this crazy, chaotic little war? The United States is pushing Gaddafi on the sense where they're squeezing him, certainly economically, with the $30 billion freezing the assets, and now militarily, but very careful what they're doing militarily. I mean, there's a no-fly zone over Libya, or they're saying imposing a no-fly zone over Libya would be pretty tough to do, and the NATO allies are not agreeing on any kind of intervention of the military variety yet at this point. But you think of the people, you got 1,000 people that were killed, you got 100,000 or so that are leaving and actually pouring back into Egypt and Tunisia, by the way. So what happens to Libya? Does it become, I mean, seriously, do you really think it becomes a peaceful democracy? Or does it have this war continuing there? Or does it fall into complete chaos? So what's the answer here? And how much does the U.S. invest in this? Continue to go down this road. All the money that's being poured down a rat hole. Certainly, you don't want to see these. What's happening to these people is a disgrace. And you see the shots, and you hear the stories. It's not made up. But at this point, Tomas is right when he says, how about if Saudi Arabia said, yo, you know what, we're gonna throw in on this. But that's the problem. They don't want to throw in on this. And you look at the international community, period, in general, including the Arab nations, and people are lining up against Gaddafi at this point. Does he get pushed out? But what happens when he gets pushed out? What does Libya turn into in the end? Same thing with Egypt and Tunisia. Military controlled at this point, and they're going to have these elections coming up in September. I don't know. Food for thought. I'm going to leave you with this thing. The only things certain in life are death, taxes, and accelerated change.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.